A former Burnaby Flower Shop employee has been awarded $3,616.97 after a complaint to the province's Director of Employment Standards. Katrina Jong worked at Fleur de Parnia in Metro Town, 4923 Kingsway, from January 1, 2020 until she quit on January 31, 2022, according to an Employment Standards Tribunal ruling last week. She launched a complaint last March, alleging the store had violated the Employment Standards Act by failing to pay her regular and overtime wages, statutory holiday pay and compensation for her length of service, according to the February 23 ruling. After an investigation, the province's Director of Employment Standards ruled the company had indeed violated the act by improperly withholding $2,116.92 in wages, $1,344.90 in holiday pay and $53.80 in vacation pay. Because Jong had quit, however, the director determined she wasn't entitled to compensation for length of service. The director also slapped the company, which is owned by Meta Holdings Limited, with $2,000 in administrative penalties for its contraventions of the act. The company's owner, Eliza O, had argued Jong had been a manager at the store and was, therefore, not entitled to overtime and statutory holiday pay. O also disputed Jong's claims about her hours of work during her final pay period. But the director preferred Jong's evidence, according to the ruling, noting O had provided three different versions of events and submitted no evidence to corroborate her claims. Jong, meanwhile, provided proof in the form of text messages between her and her employer, the ruling said. The director also ruled Jong had not been a manager at the flower shop and was entitled to the unpaid overtime and holiday pay. The director found that, although the employee may have performed some management duties, her primary duties were as a sales associate, states the ruling. O appealed the director's decision to the Employment Standards Tribunal, which conducts appeals of the director's rulings, but the tribunal dismissed the appeal. On a review of the record and the determination, I find no basis to interfere with the decision, states the ruling by tribunal member Carol L. Roberts. The employer's appeal is, in essence, simply a disagreement with the adjudicative delegate's findings and conclusions. The burden is on an appellant to demonstrate a basis for the tribunal to interfere with the determination. I am not persuaded that the employer has met that burden. Fleur de Parnia recently closed its Metrotown store. Follow Cornelia Naylor on Twitter at cornaylor. Email cnaylor@burnabynow.com.